going to I'd like to acknowledge the presence of the honorable members, presence of National Treasury, and the presence of our one guest. I think it is KMG.
Yeah.
Okay, KMG. I'd also like to thank the staff members for arranging that this meeting sits this morning, but also for the report that is before us. I want to believe that the report was circulated yesterday after our last public hearing, and this is what we will be considering this meeting. It is a 2018 DORA bill report. What is key in this DORA bill report? Are the findings and the recommendations. So as we go through the report, we will go through the report page by page, but also paragraph by paragraph, with the aim of cleaning the report and making sure that we leave a report, a clean report, with no typographical mistakes to the Hansard. So thank you very much, and I'm sure you are ready. A copy of the agenda has been circulated, but also a copy of the report has been circulated. Shall we then go through the report? Let me welcome Honorable Member Gina. Honorable Member, you are welcome in terms of the rules. Who can participate in our engagement this morning. Shall we then move to item number 2, which is apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson, Honourable Members and Guests. We received one apology from Mr. Alan McLaughlin. He's off sick today. Thank you.
Okay, the only apology that came through is that of Mr. Honourable Member McLaughlin. Honourable Members, do you accept the apology? Apology accepted, and thank you. Shall we then proceed to item number 3, which is consideration and adoption of the draft report. I know that yesterday, before we just go through, in our meeting, we requested the staff members to go and look at the recommendations made by SCOF, and recommendations that have something to do with our work. Now, I just want to check if you were able to do that, because I then said they must go and analyze those recommendations, scrutinize them, and if indeed it's something that we can add to our recommendations, because it is us who can recommend to the House about our work, am I right? Yeah, so if there's anything that we need to include in our recommendations. So I just want to check if that has been done. If the task force has said, please go analyze that report, look at recommendations directed to us, and then we'll look at how best we can effect those recommendations in our report. Have you done that? I will then allow the staff members to talk to us about their findings. Remember, you went and you did work. You checked on all those recommendations. That's okay, you can just tell us if you found recommendations that have relevance and that can be included in our report today.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honourable Members. Good morning, colleagues. Yes, we did. SCOF did raise in particular the issue of higher education, which will not be included in the DORA, but they're going to include it in the appropriations report. And SCOF did raise all the issue of shifting expenditure away from consumption to capital expenditure. We did incorporate that in our report.
From consumption to capital expenditure. Okay. then I'm with that one, because I saw something in the report that says we are saying we're moving from investment to consumption. But okay, if we come across it, we'll correct it then. Okay. Any other Musa from the research side?
Oh, we are covered.
We are covered. So we work together. Okay. So that's all. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So, thank you then. Shall we then proceed with the interrogation of the, not interrogation, it's consideration of the report. On page one, just want to find out from honorable members if there are any corrections. On paragraph one, any corrections? Paragraph two, are there any corrections? Paragraph 3. Yes, Honourable Member Babaza.
Can we look at line 4?
Which paragraph? 3.
Paragraph 3. In fact, it's the second topic on line 5. So this ad address calling for public publishing of the news, so published in state media.
Can you please talk to your mic so that everybody can hear? Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think that sentence needs to be not all of it. Towards the end of it needs to be corrected. There is a from where it says announcements were made in national and local legislation, it sounds to me like a repetition of just a couple of words before.
Okay. So honorable members, there's a matter put before you. Do you agree with that correction? So, how do we want to correct it? Recraft it. Published in print media and radio announcements. Okay, when you say print media, I think the assumption is that it's at national level. Am I right? Ma? Okay, shall we then say published in both national and local print media? How is that?
Better.
Yeah. Yeah. And radio announcements, and then we end there. Yeah. Because we're talking to the national and local print media. Agreed?
We could again just repeat local and national radio announcements.
Published in both national and local print media and radio announcements. Then we end there. Yeah. Is it proposal?
Thanks, Chair. Oh, another proposal is we end after the statement on print media, and then we begin a new sentence that says radio announcements were made in national and local radio stations. So then we have two sentences from. Okay.
So the way I've said in national, we leave that one, eh?
Yes.
National print, okay, then we have the two sentences. Okay. Honorable members, are you happy with that? Happy? Honourable members agree with that one. Yes. Thank you very much for your intervention. Yeah, okay. Where it says on the last very, I think it's the last sentence, it talks to submissions from the following organizations or interest groups were received. Then we continue to say South African Institute of Accountants, Equal Education. I was thinking that we must also add SALGA. No, but if it's referred to on top, okay, is it referred to, so it's not necessary, submissions from the following organizations or interest groups were received, because it's already been referred to, so we leave it out here. Okay, all right? Agreed? Agreed. So we move to page, to the second page. The first paragraph, are there any corrections? Yes, Honourable Member Snukwanyana.
Okay, on that paragraph,
the fourth line. It says the Western Cape Forum for Intellectual Disability, Zodwam Tembo. Because Zodwam Tembo is not the forum, but it's the name of a person I take.
Okay.
Maybe he's a representative from the Western Cape Forum. I don't know if you see what I'm saying.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, ma.
Okay.
Should we leave out Zodwam Tembo? Was the forum itself?
Then
you know, we talk to beyond.
No, Zodwam Tembo is a separate subdivision.
Oh,
she's not part of the Western Cape people.
Yeah,
yeah, as an individual, she just sent an email saying.
Oh,
okay.
That's why then it doesn't sound right.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we then make it in such a way that anyone who picks up this document understands? Because now you can easily think Zodwa is from this forum. How do you want to reflect?
I wanted to propose perhaps that then we end up with Zodwam Tembo because it's just in the middle of Forum for Intellectual Disability and then the current Toy Center.
Okay.
And
Zodwam Tembo. Yes, it makes sense. Thank you very much. Makes sense. Are we in agreement? Agreed. Thank you. So, all right. So we then go to the next paragraph. Are there any corrections there? Font.
Basic.
Okay.
Basic.
The font.
Basic.
Okay. Shall we correct the font so that it looks the same? Okay. Thank you very much. Second paragraph.
Okay. Same paragraph.
Yes. Learner Transport Meeting, ne? Made submissions in respect of the Learner Transport Meeting. So, we say we must remove the full stop, ne? Oh. Oh, yeah. You're right. Thank you very much. We are really cleaning this document. And I really appreciate your intervention. And the second paragraph. Third paragraph. Fourth paragraph. Okay, the last paragraph. Okay, no corrections. Shall we then move to the next paragraph? On page 3. Okay. Coming.
Now on that paragraph, it starts with the budget proposals, and the last sentence that starts with the committee notes that, with notwithstanding, there's something missing there.
Yeah.
So it says notwithstanding. And then
is it the on the first paragraph, ne?
Yes, the one that, yeah, the paragraph.
And then line.
Line number 4, the last
okay.
sentence. It says the committee notes that notwithstanding, comma, the baseline doesn't. So I'm just saying something is missing there after notwithstanding what? You need to put something there.
This is the line that I was talking about, I was referring to earlier on. Remember, it said actually the budget shifts from consumption to investment. Now, look at what we're saying here. We say spending away from capital and towards consumption expenditure. Can we get clarity there? I'm getting confused. Remember, you said this is what you got from the other report. I said, let's look at the recommendations towards us from the other report. And then you said it puts emphasis on shifting of the budget expenditure from consumption to investment. But here, that's not what we are saying. It's spending away from capital towards consumption. So we have to have one thing. Because my understanding is that this one is moving away from consumption to investment. Can I explain that?
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Honourable Member Sinokonyani. Yes, what we can do to start with the first one, Chair, then I'll come to the point raised by Chairperson. That notwithstanding, what we can rather do is that we start with notwithstanding the committee notes that baseline reductions result in a shift in a conversion of spending away from capital and towards consumption. So instead of phrased as it is, we rather begin with notwithstanding and then comma, the committee notes that. So these are the, if you read on top there, that's the context of why the committee notes that a particular shift from capital towards consumption. That budget reductions have been applied to programs that underspend, and that in addition, even after the baseline reductions, allocation to these programs continue to grow in real terms. Notwithstanding this growth in real terms, the committee notes that baseline reductions result in a shift in the composition of spending away from capital and towards consumption expenditure. That is what's been presented to us as the committee from the budget documents. Now, the committee observes this in the findings. We're going to make a finding on this because it's a concern. That's not where resources should be allocated. Resources should rather be allocated towards capital expenditure. So it's noted here as it is contained in the budget documents, and in the findings, we're going to make a finding regarding this.
Okay. Honourable members, I really want us to reflect and discuss this because, for instance, if budget cuts have resulted in money being, I think it's a budget to the tune of 57 billion being allocated to education in the MTEF period. Do you call that consumption or investment? All right, let's give another example. That's why I want us members to reflect and then so that we write something that we all agree upon, because that's not what I was thinking, moving from investment to consumption.
This is the committee noting what is contained in the budget documents. It's not us making a statement. The committee is noting that the budget documents are indicating to us that resources are being allocated towards consumption rather than capital expenditure. We are noting it. And then in the findings, we're going to make apply our minds to this concern now. And also we're going to make a recommendation regarding that.
You want to come in, Honourable Member Kena?
Okay.
Maybe you should then show us in the budget so that we all have to move from the same wavelength. Can you quickly? Yeah. So that we can then. Let's pack this one. Meanwhile, he's getting the actual information from the budget, from the Division of Revenue Bill, so that when we finalize, we should, you know, if it's.
Yeah.
All agree on what exactly should go in there. Thanks. You look for it. Yeah. All right. Shall we then proceed? The following paragraph that starts with the following are some of the major revisions to the expenditure framework. Are we happy with that? Are these accurate? Because you know, slightest change, one by one, that would be a serious misrepresentation of the Division of Revenue Bill. Are you happy there? Okay. Who did anyone do quality assurance on the numbers? Because the numbers are a problem. Did anyone do any quality assurance on the numbers so that we don't make a mistake? Maybe, you know, because you are here from National Treasury, you can also check on whether we've captured the numbers correctly. It's not like you're capturing, you know, but mistake. Just a slight mistake, because that's what we are checking, so to make sure that everything is accurate. Yes, ma'am?
Yes, I think we had a chance to look at the draft, and the team in Pretoria have checked the numbers. So,
okay. So quality assurance has been done on the report
on the
itself.
Numbers,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. You see, we didn't know, but now we know. Good. Very happy with that. The next, paragraph. And the paragraph that starts with the Division of Revenue Bill. Yes, Honourable Member Imam.
I'm taking you back there. I'm a little bit concerned about us continuously using, especially us politicians, the word poor. Can we rather not refer it, which might give our communities more dignity, if we rather say the underprivileged rather than the poor? I just feel a little bit uncomfortable when we tend to use that word, all the time. And
okay.
Maybe it'll give them a little...
All right, Honourable Members, I think it's a genuine concern. Can we look at it? And I would like you to express yourself on this
I didn't know you get high levels of poor and lower levels, but I see it now.
No, as we know, you've got a poor, you've got a middle class, and you've got a top class, Okay. All right, what are we saying to this input? What I know that is that as South Africa, I know that we are confronted by three challenges. Now, we must depart from that, Mr. Imam. Poverty, unemployment, and inequality. So if we now depart from that and say underprivileged, so it means we must start from there. The in underprivileged, but the underprivileged does not give a clear definition of what we want to address. Poverty. And poverty is made of poor people, and I promise you this one, okay, I'm sure you can only do it in one sentence, but you can't just adopt as a substitution of poor. People will not understand what is it that we are dealing with. Do you have anything to say, researcher?
All I can say is that in terms of the budget, the word poor was used. The debate last week, the finance committee, they used the word poor. So there's gotta be, you are dealing with the division of revenue towards what the budget and they've spoken about the poor. Unfortunately, it's too late to try and cut it out now.
Okay. Judging your input by its good intention, I'm sure we can use the word underprivileged when we debate. We can use it interchangeably with poor, but it will not carry the same impact, same meaning and the impact. You can hear. I mean, when we talk underprivileged and the poor carries more weight, in terms of what is the problem that we want to address. And how are we going to address it? Okay. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir. I agree. I think especially for the purposes of grandstanding, the word poor seems to be more effective.
No, it's not grandstanding.
That is basically what it
is. This is harsh reality.
But, Chair, at some stage, maybe we need to start, because I think to a certain extent, it's the same principle that we should be forgetting about, I'm an Indian, white, colored, black. We should be our Africans. Because otherwise what it happens is if we are clouded by this confusion of who we are. But really speaking, what are we? We are Africans. You understand? So it's the same thing, but when it comes to this, I find that, the people on the ground, many of them, I can tell you, have given up on hope. They believe there's no future for them. This is our life. This is how it's going to be. And I'm just talking about at some stage maybe we need to give them some more dignity, make them feel them like believing in themselves.
Okay.
But for the purposes of today, I'm happy we go.
You see, the only dignity that we can add to our people's life is that we give them a better life. Yeah, better life. Then that's the dignity that they need from us. But thanks for bringing in that. And now you know, if you feel uncomfortable, you can then use the other word, the underprivileged, or the previously disadvantaged. That one is even more. Sounds even more. Yeah, okay. Now that's fine. So we go to next page 4. National Treasury. Are you happy with those figures? By the way, you said you did look at them, so everything's okay. Okay. So 2.1. Are there any corrections? Any corrections? enjoying your presence. I'm not sure why you want to leave us, but you are excused. Honorable Member again, Gina.
Second paragraph. The second last. Oh, let me put it this. Yes. The second last line. That part which is in brackets. It says including contain employee related costs. Shouldn't we say including containment of employee related costs?
So how do we want to capture this in such a way that it doesn't create a... Okay, did you make a proposal? Okay, what's the proposal? Sorry, Honourable Member Kobaza.
I was proposing including containment of employee-related costs.
Oh, containment.
Yes.
Yeah, that will make, it will make the difference, yeah. Okay, are we agreeing with that, containment? All right. Members, see if you respond quicker, we will finish quicker. And if you take some time, we'll finish late, and I look like it's me, but members will take time before they respond. So I'll appreciate, because we all want to finish quicker so that we can go and write our speeches. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, then let's look at the, I think it's the one, two, three, fourth paragraph. The fifth paragraph, all right, page 8. We will skip the figures because they were verified. Then go to direct conditional grant baseline.
Sorry, sir?
Yes.
Very well.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, so this is one of the numbers that we found, was slightly off the number that we have.
If you can raise your voice so that we can all hear you.
We're on page 8.
Page 8.
The first paragraph, which is direct conditional grant, that number should be 3776 billion, not 4.
I still am struggling. I don't know whether it's me.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So the number that says indirect conditional grant amount 2, it says 4.776. I mean, that number should be 3.776 billion.
It
should be 3. 3?
4?
page 8. 4.366. So no, it says 4.776. That number is 3.776.
Yeah, that's why I say, hey, we need quality assurance. You see, this 4 and 3, this is a big difference. Welcome. So let's correct that amount to 3776. Thank you very much. That's why we need you here. Thank you.
Yeah, would it be a problem if I went back one page?
Okay. Let me check if we've all effected this correction. Yes, Honour Member Snukwanyana, we're still on the 3.776 instead of 4.776.
Actually, the point I had was that this sentence reads indirect conditional grants amount to 3.776 billion, 4.366 billion, and 3.7. Oh, is it 4.4, not 774? Sorry. No,
respectively for each year of the same period.
Okay.
So it's okay. Thank you so much. See, that's why we've got to go paragraph by paragraph. Otherwise, we make a mess. Make a big mistake. Okay. Thank you so much. So we then move on to the next paragraph. I think those bullets. There was a hand. Oh, Honorable Imam, please come in.
My understanding is
which part of non-payment of municipal creditors?
I don't know if you can say municipal or local and provincial, because I can tell you that provincial governments are really not paying. And we detect they pay the service providers in the health sector in, I think, 600 days.
Of course, we've always had this late payment that is violating within 30 days.
Why not just make it all tiers of government? Because national government's not much better at paying its debts either.
Okay, non-payment by
all
tiers of government. To be honest, it's a fact. So if we don't highlight it, it will not be corrected. Yes, Honour Member Shopesole?
No, I just, if you want to emphasize that, we must say all spheres of government, and we name them national, provincial, and...
No, but if you said all spheres of government, you've actually referred to all of them. It's either we name them or we just say all spheres of government. Okay, so let's agree to write all spheres of government, because as we add more words, the longer the report. But it's the same. It's the same, comrade. I'm sorry, Honourable Member Shopesole.
Yeah, no, I understand. But if we wanted emphasis, then we should have names instead of being all, because always in the minds of people, when you say non-payment, they just think of municipal and condone.
Honourable Member Imam?
Yeah, Chair, I think it's a bit harsh to say non-payment, because I think we should say non-payment within the stipulated 30 days, because otherwise it looks like they don't pay at all, some of them. I think they do pay, although they take a year or so. But
do you agree? Or say late payment?
Late.
But
late payment.
Chair, don't you want to emphasize on the word 30 days? Because late payment for these people means nothing, and yet legislation says, and it's clear they must pay within the 30 days.
Okay.
So you are trying to program their mind.
All right. Which one are we taking? I know all of them are correct, but which one do we agree to?
No, Chair, let me first go back to the non-payment by, so that we correct all of that. We say the non-payment by all spheres of the non-payment of creditors, or so non-payment to creditors by all spheres of government.
Chairperson, it should not be the non willing to pay late.
Okay.
No. Hang on. I'm going there. Let's correct that first.
Yeah.
I'm going to the late, to respond to the late.
Yeah.
Let's correct that first part.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if we conflate that, then we will have a problem.
Okay, come again.
The
non-payment of
non-payment to creditors by all spheres of government.
Continue to be a challenge.
Yes.
Agreed?
No, I'm not agreeing.
Now, let me go to the issue that the 30 days issue they are raising.
Yeah.
This paragraph is with reference to monies owed by municipalities to Eskom and water boards, and by national departments and provincial departments to municipalities. It is not referring to the 30 days payment to suppliers.
So even if we have agreed on all spheres of government, at some point we will have to differentiate between money owed to municipalities by national and provincial government, but also money owed by municipalities to the Eskom end. Can somebody recraft that sentence for us, and then we'll come back to it?
Chair, that by the way includes the private sector that owes municipalities money.
So who will, Musa, can you recraft that sentence for us? We will come back to it. It's a bit longish. It needs a real adjustment.
Which version are we going with? The proposal by Honorable Member Whip, the non-payment of creditors by the three spheres of government continue to present a challenge. Is that correct? Just the first sentence.
I'm saying that we correct that part. That's the sentence.
Yes.
And then we don't. If we want to talk about the 30 days, then we must cut a new paragraph on the.
Yes.
That refers to failure of department and both national and provincial and municipalities to SMMP suppliers. That should be a separate issue. But this issue of the interministerial committee and the task force is looking ahead to the other.
Yes. Well, I remember Gabas is correct.
Yeah.
Do we still need a recrafting?
I'm saying on the last one, I'm talking about the non-payment. It's not that.
Now that was corrected by Honorable Member Imam, yes? Who said it's late payment.
Yes, late payment.
Yeah.
No, no. We are again, Chair, we are confusing this thing. That correct. The late payment, you see, the departments are simply not paying municipalities. Municipalities are simply not paying the ESCOM and the water board. Now, the late payment is another issue.
Okay. So, we are sure that they are not paying, at all?
Yes.
They are not paying.
Okay, if they are not paying and we are sure they are not, then let's keep the non-payment.
No, they are not paying. That's why we are going to start that.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Shall we then make progress?
Just a quick addition in context. This is actually a follow-up from a committee recommendation made last year, and he requested the National Trader to report back on progress made so far. So this is the submission that they made to us. So this is actually from the document submitted to us. And we also make a finding on this, so we're going to get to it later. Thank you, Chair. So this is like the committee proactive.
So it's non-payment. Agreed on non-payment. Was that where? You're shaking your hand, shaking.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, unless, of course, we can get clarity on it. Non-payment means they're not paying at all. My understanding is this, that if every year they have to pay for, or every month they have to pay 10 billion rand, they come 6 months or 1 year or 2 years later and they'll pay 30 billion rand, but they're still owing you for another 6 months or 12 months. They are very, very far behind and it's accumulated. But it's not that they are not paying at all. I don't know, unless, yes, we have evidence that they don't pay at all. In other words, if it's 30 billion in a year for 12 months, they must be owing 360 billion. That's what
we need to find consensus on whether they are paying or they are not paying
at all.
So that we can then agree on the non-payment or late payment. If we can move faster on this one, I'll be happy. Honourable Member Snukwanyane.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I actually would like to support the idea of leaving the word. You know, the concept of non-payment does not necessarily mean that they never. But when you say there's non-payment, particularly in terms of government payments, we always say it's non-payment because they don't pay and they actually contribute to the collapse of some of the services. And late payment would apply to something different. I think, like Honorable Kabaza was saying, this is not what we're talking about here.
Okay. Shall we, thank you for raising that matter, but shall we agree that we leave non-payment? Because it does look like the majority believe that there's non-payment. The late payment is not supported. There's no bells that are going to ring here. That's why I thought about consensus. Okay, thank you very much. Shall we then go back to page 8? We're busy with page 8. Oh, we're done, actually, page 9. National Treasury, please check again on those figures. Page 9. No correction? All right, then we move to page 10. Corrections we're looking at also, you know, all those dots and the crosses that we have to put, we clear about, because this report is going to remain with Hansard for future reference reports. So we don't want our children to come here and find badly written reports, because they'll start questioning even your credibility as a chartered accountant. Okay, no, that's fine. Yes, ma'am? On page 9.
Yes, so just a suggestion, 2.3, where it says key policy changes to 2018 Division of Revenue Bill clauses.
I have a problem with your low voice.
Oh, sorry.
I know you've got a very nice and deep voice, but it must be, you know, pitch it a little bit higher.
My apologies.
Yeah. Okay, well, are we on page 9?
Yes.
And then? Which paragraph?
Page 9 on my word, but page 10.
Oh, page 10. Okay. Page 10? 2.3, yes.
2.3. It's just a suggestion to the changer to change the title to say, to include bill clauses, not just revenue bill. Because the point...
Key policy changes to the 2018 division of revenue bill?
Clauses.
Yes. Yeah. Telling you, we continue to add value to this report. I'm waiting for your input, Mr. Paulson. Yeah, now we have no space to find. Just to add value to a report that your children must come and find there and say, but my dad did well, eh?
My question is, why we need a government?
Okay. It's good to know. It will be interesting to hear how you responded to that one, but we don't want it here now. You're okay. Yeah. Okay, National Treasury, that's the paragraph on the members. Lukwanyane. Yes.
The fourth line there, we say the conditions and process having been concluded. I think it should be had been concluded or was concluded, because it says it was only announced in mid-February after the conditional grant permit process had been concluded instead of having.
Had been concluded. Yeah, had been concluded. Are we in agreement? Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Thank Mr. Chair, sorry. Also, while we're on that paragraph, just the line before that, we would want to suggest that the word decided is used instead of announced.
The reason is that the amendment of the child support grant was only announced in mid-February after the conditional grant framework process had been concluded.
Was actually decided mid-February, but announced
decided,
end of February.
Announced,
so announced with the budget,
yeah.
But it was actually decided the week before. So that's just a technicality.
I don't have a problem with this, and honourable members?
No problem.
No problem, sure. So change announced to decided. Getting excited. All right, page 11. Paragraph
1, 3.1.
Okay. The one that we were on now. Okay. So what is the issue there? Okay, can I continue chairing? So I can rule on this one. This was attended to. Yes.
That's
it? It was also corrected, yes. It was actually corrected by Honorable Members Nukwanyan and FTU. Okay. Yeah, absent-minded a bit there. And I know you always say that it's just a little mistake. Okay. Shall we then proceed? We are on page 11. I said the first 3.1. The next paragraph. The next paragraph, FFC welcomed the decline in personnel handcount. And the next paragraph.
The last line of the FFC
welcomed. Yes, you're right. Thank you, Honourable Member Kwabasa. And then, then we move to 12, page 12. All right, 3.2. The next paragraph that starts with SAGA. Tell me, how would you respond to this one? The first sentence starts with SAGA supports technical amendment to certain clauses in the bill. Now amendments to the bill which include the certain clauses, if we remove it and it goes straight to those clauses. You say certain clauses and then you then mention those clauses. I know there's no big difference there, but I was thinking then maybe we can reduce the number of words there. Mr. Paulson, what's the take there? Certain clauses in the bill which include one...
you know, the language is very, it's very weak, certain clauses, relevant clauses relating to would be stronger.
Okay,
you know,
relevant clauses?
Because a lot of the language here shows a lot of uncertainty also.
Yeah.
Like when you use certain clauses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't give you a lot of confidence if you read the report and you hear such sketchy language being used. It shows that you weren't comfortable with the content.
I know you come from financial background. That's why I say, then you must assist us here so to speak the language.
I come from an engineering background.
Oh, not financial background.
You can't say it's something like this. Because then you have bridges that fall over.
Okay. So how are we fine-tuning that statement? Saga, suppose technical amendments. And then what are you saying? Suppose it?
Relevant. There is supposed technical amendments to clauses in the bill which relate to. So now you can also go and further expand on which bills they are.
I wonder, what do we mean by technical amendments?
Technical amendments would typically be things that that vary, like percentages, rates, that sort of thing.
Okay.
That vary over time. So obviously, you know, when a rate changes, like
okay.
That for example,
okay.
That you have to go and change wherever that is.
Okay, so honorable members, are we in agreement? Okay.
I don't know whether we need to repeat those clauses because they are mentioned in paragraph 2.3. What?
Is it 2.3 or 3.2?
No, 2.3.
Mm-hmm.
What the writers do with the Roman figures 1, 2, and 3 is simply summarizing what is in the what in those clauses. Maybe what is correct is to effect the one amendment Mr. Honorable Paulson is making, where he says SALGA supports technical amendments.
Okay.
To clauses in the bill.
SALGA supports technical amendments to
relevant clauses.
Yeah, relevant clauses in the bill. And then leave the rest as is. We don't repeat
okay.
The actual clauses because they are already mentioned in 2.3.
Okay. Yes.
No, thanks for the input, Honorable Whip. Okay, the first correction of clauses which relate to it's okay if the committee said to word that. Now SALGA's input is not linked to the input in 2.3. In 2.3, these are the inputs we receive from the treasurer that these are the changes in terms of they've made in the clauses for the DORA 2018. So SALGA is reporting on the clauses that they find they are in support of. So they listed them there. So it's not necessarily the same. So we're just reporting on what they presented to us.
That's why I'm saying let's leave the rest as E.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
We don't go back to...
Honourable Member Chopin?
Yes, Madam Chair, and I just think that the choice of the word relate instead of include is a better choice of word. And you could open up with a colon.
So
we
say relevant clauses in the bill...
Which relate to... colon, I think it's colon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which relate to... Okay, next. Thanks. Thank you very much. I'm happy. Now 12, the last paragraph. Honorable Member Snukwanyane.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Just a little clarification, that very last paragraph at the bottom. It says, in order to address funding gaps for waste management, The one I would like to just get very to on is implementation of environmental protection and its fees. What's that feature at the bottom?
Okay, page 12, the bottom one, eh?
Protection and its fees.
Page 12, the last paragraph, Nema. Okay. And its fees. So what's the correction there? You know? Okay. Yeah, what does it mean? We must simplify this thing for any person who picks it up to be able to follow. Because they will not have us here to ask questions. Those that will read, you know? So yeah. Okay. Simplify this one. Is there a way? Yep.
No.
Waste management, implementation of environmental protection and its fees. Environmental protection and its fees, what are you talking about?
No, this is just a submission from SALGA where they raised an issue that when municipalities provide services which relate to environmental protection in particular, they don't necessarily also collect fees on that. So that is something they will look into. So here they say funding gaps that emanate from you implement these services in terms of forestry and so on in the local municipality, but you don't raise revenues from providing that service. So it's a concern and that creates a funding gap. So then they undertook that they're going to research further on this issue. So hence it's listed there, okay, that's the first one. And then if you go to...
Should we say its fees or due fees? And the due fees?
Okay, we can craft a better word, but always the intention is to really take the word as is from the presenters because you might end up creating meaning something else rather than what SALGA was intending to mean. So that's the spirit of how we try and capture what they raised to us.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I see we all agree with that. Page 13. For the sake of the equality report to be tabled to the House, if anyone from this side you feel there's something, please feel free. It's about the value add to this work that has already been done by our officials. Okay. Yes.
Chairperson, I just want to also tell you that I'm focusing on the language. I may not agree with the content.
Yes, I expect that from the opposition.
Yeah,
but you must remember, this is how we operate. The same rules that apply in the House apply here.
Yeah.
Where there's majority, so we all go by.
Okay, no, but that's why I'm just cautioning that I'm focusing on the language of the report, not necessarily the content.
Okay.
Because my opinion on the content will be expressed in the House.
I know. That's why I say here we don't play those games. But in the House, please play those political games. This is the engine room. And it's not about politics, it's about real people's lives being impacted upon by this budget. And then when we go to the House, we can play the games. All right? Thank you very much. Let's proceed. Page 13. Honourable Member Imam.
Yeah, 2 points here. One is, I'm not sure whether the man on the street is going to understand this clause where it says the review of powers and functions across all three spheres of government. Vertical review should be undertaken at the Budget Forum Technical Committee. Now, I don't think a person on the street is going to understand what we intended here.
Okay.
So I don't know if maybe we should just give a little bit more clarity. And then on 3.3, on the heading we say South African Institute for Professional Accountants, but when we start the paragraph we say the South African Institute of Professional Accountants. So can we need to be consistent in terms of that.
Can you please comment? Content advisor?
Excuse me, Honorable Sheikh Imam, just the second part I did not get. Apologies for that.
Yeah, no, the heading says 3.3, South African Institute for Professional Accountants. That is correct. But in the first line, we're saying the South African Institute of Professional Accountants. Now, we need to be consistent with the word for and of. And I think 4 is correct in terms of my understanding of that's how they are addressed. Yeah.
No, it's accepted, Honorable Member. We'll just verify with the submission. Thank you.
And then on the first comment on the review of powers and functions of all 3 spheres of government, vertical review, that's also really just the wording they used. It's not I'm not sure. If we want to simplify it, it would be have to be in the section that speaks to our own findings and recommendations. But
Assisted, Chair. We can leave that the way it is, but maybe in brackets just say something so that if somebody reads it, they'll know what we're talking about. Otherwise, it means Greek, or it sounds like the British language, you know, to the people who don't understand it. So, yeah.
Okay, no, it's absolutely accepted. We will put in brackets, we'll phrase something, or I'll read it out at the end of the meeting if it's acceptable to the committee.
So
thank
the
you.
Second one, next, I'll put it on the side. For later reference. Okay. South African Institute for Professional Accountants. 3.3. Any input? It's a top hem there. I think you would be more. I want you to be more vocal on this one because you understand this. Come again.
Is the joke always that we the lower house of here and the higher house, whatever? So she's the lower house of the association.
But in this remember, in this committee, you don't have a lower and a one. We are one.
No. I didn't have a problem when I read that. No,
okay,
no.
You are happy. You are satisfied. Okay. Yes, Honourable Imam?
Yeah, Chair, the second last paragraph, or the last paragraph. Section 6.
Line number. Oh, Section 6, yes, the top.
Provides that excess or shortfall of revenue by the national government be allocated to national departments, provinces, and municipalities, which should include reasons, as well as that the said shortfall or excess should be utilized to reduce debt. Now, surely a shortfall can't be used to reduce debt. So I think we just need to change that wording a little bit there.
Provides that excess or shortfall of revenue by national government
should
be allocated to national departments, provinces. The problem is with the word shortfall. How do you allocate a shortfall?
Yeah.
So are we in agreement that we leave out shortfall?
Yeah.
Excess of revenue makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Honorable Member. Imam?
Can I take you back a bit?
Hmm.
First paragraph, just to check with the drafters.
3.3,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
The first paragraph, does that come directly from the submission or was it crafted by? Because if you look at it there, it says SIPA is a leading accountant institute representing qualified professional accountants SA that practice, and then it continues. That professional accountants, the way it's put there, and then the essay in bracket, it's like another institute or institution that's... What is happening there?
Qualified professional accountants,
SA? Is that an organization?
So what do you understand?
No.
We remove the SA.
We can remove it, but I'll just check because it's taken from the submission as is. But it is not really as is, so correctly raising that, causing a lot of confusion. We'll just correct it.
So what are we concluding on? What's our conclusion here? We leave the SA or we leave away out?
No, Chair.
Doesn't make any difference.
I'll put it as number 3, Chair. I'll just double check for the submission.
Yeah, this submission, put aside, are getting me. You must see this thing.
It makes a lot of difference because the professional accountants are put in capital, the capitals, as if it's an institution, whereas when you read the sentence, it just refers to, qualified professional accountants, even those should not be in capital letters. qualified professional accountants in South Africa, their practice.
All right, let's remove the capital letters, ma'am.
Is this correct?
Come again?
I think it's correct. The professional accountants is not some special
body. Yeah, okay. Let's remove the capital letters. In South Africa, that practice, let's put it full, in South Africa, that practice in commerce and in industry, academia, and the public sector. Happy? Okay,
all right. Chair, just below that, Chair. I'm sorry we are going back there. I'm a bit concerned about it. Where it says SIPAC recommended that the bill should specifically stipulate that Section 84 of the PFMA is applicable to transferring and receiving offices in instances of breach. I mean, I think that receiving is a bit, for me, can we just clarify that? Because I don't think it's good, yeah.
Okay, I'll just make 2 points. The first one is this is as submitted to us, but the second one, more important one, is that that's actually the wording used in the DORA bill itself. So transferring officers is the wording used, and receiving officers as well. So it's official terminology used in the bill.
Okay. Yeah.
Like for example, when we engaged the Treasury yesterday, and in terms of the challenges that face our city and so on, and when she articulated the demarcation of responsibilities, the transferring officer in this instance would be, for example, the National Department of Education. That would be the transferring officer, and there are responsibilities that go with that that are included in the bill. And then the receiving officers, those would be the provincial departments of education, and they also have certain responsibilities for them that are included in the bill. So that's the wording used there. Yeah.
Hey, but that sentence is too long, ne? It's long. Read it. It's almost the whole paragraph, which is one sentence, no? With regard to responsibilities of transferring officers, receiving officer, SIPA is of the view that it will to be prudent and necessary to have prior consultation between national and provincial departments, comma. Yeah, otherwise if you don't, it continues on and on and on. And a long sentence, sometimes it does change the understanding. Full stop, ne? Then you start a new sentence. In respect of national department providing guidelines and criteria, since the second one doesn't make sense now. If you start as a new sentence, read it. National Department providing guidelines and criteria for the development and approval of business plans to the provincial departments. It's like it's not linking or not connecting or what is the problem with that last sentence?
Okay, we can just a proposal, full stop after provincial departments, and then we can start a new sentence and begin with, more specifically, national departments to provide guidelines and criteria for the development and approval of business plans to the provincial departments.
Sounds better. Please say that. Have you kept it? Sure.
Links to
the previous sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, more specifically, the national department should provide guidelines. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Should provide.
Or two. National department to provide guidelines and criteria.
To provide. Okay. Guidelines and criteria for the development and approval of business plans to the provincial departments. Yeah, happy. All right, let's go back to 14. Now, as we move forward, I just want honorable members to avoid the temptation of just when we think we are done, then we go back. Doesn't sound orderly. I'm sure we can do better. I've made a ruling on this one. Let's avoid going backwards and forwards. And then I will also correct, I will improve. Help me, because sometimes I don't, you know. And then when I raise, maybe your hand is already tired, it's down. Sorry, ma'am. It's not my intention to exclude you. You know, Moss, I really enjoy your input. Thanks. All right? Is your hand still up? Okay. So where? Page? Second bullet, has it been attended to or still need to come in? Okay, on the second bullet, on promotion, I just needed to say to our support staff that particular paragraph is not quite clear. It says promotion of processing a bill in the writing of household debt to municipality. Amendments to the Tax Administration Act to allow the payment of municipal debt before tax refunds are made, together with amendments to Schedule 10 of the Municipal Systems Act to extend its provision to all employees benefiting from the fiscus. On the basis that these are topics that are for research. When you say promotion of processing of a bill on the writing off of household debt, I don't know whether the bill ends there, but then you come with the Tax Administration Act, the Municipal Systems Act. Just get it as to exactly what this research would entail. I know you said Salga said it, but for me, it is definitely not clear what it is that the research is about, because if you have a research, you have a clear topic as to it. I can't imagine that all these things would be in one bill or something like that.
So how are we concluding on this? Do we need any change? And where do we want to effect that change?
It's just a proposal. Thanks for the comments, Honorable Member. Because that bullet point is quite heavy with a lot of things that need to be done there, we can say after the first sentence, and then we just stop at municipalities, and then we create another bullet for amendments, tax administration, and then we create another bullet, then it's topics on that stand on their own, if that would be okay with them.
Do you understand? Are we in agreement? There's a good proposal on the table. Agreed? Agreed? Okay. All right, so we go to 14. So moving forward, I want all of us to be aware and focused so that we don't go forward and backwards. Because after 14, I'm now going to be strict. I'm not going to allow any backward moves. All right. Honorable Member Imam?
Yeah, Chair, I've gone through 14, but I noticed that there's some very, very important points that were brought forward.
Which paragraph?
Well, it's not in any paragraph, Chair. There's some very important points that were brought by Equal Education which we have not captured, and one of them being how disadvantaged the learners are with the Quintal system, which they have repeatedly year in and year out made submissions on, and we've done nothing about that. The scholar patrol problems that we're talking about, it's not captured here. I'm a little bit concerned about that. Especially the Quintal system, because it's having a negative impact on our kids that are living in...
I know they came strong on that one. So where do we want to capture it? Under equal education.
Yes, anywhere.
First paragraph, should we capture it there? Or should we create a special paragraph or a bullet?
If it's okay with the core committee, because this was not contained in their initial presentation to us, but was an issue raised when the committee engaged Equal Education, that they are concerned with the quintile system, I would propose that we rather have a finding that speaks to that. I just checked my findings now. I don't pick up anything specifically for the quintile system. If it's okay with the member, we can craft a finding. Then we'll check that with the committee, and we can also actually craft a recommendation that speaks to that, and check with the committee if that's acceptable.
You see, if you craft that finding. It must be now. So when we adopt the report, we adopt it with that finding. Mm-hmm. Maybe let's ask Musa to work on that. Or you'll work on it. When? As long as before the end of the meeting, the finding.
Yes, I'm going to read it out.
Three now things that we put aside. Okay. All right. Otherwise, equal education.
Paragraph 1. Paragraph 2. Not before we go to the paragraph, Chair, even the issue that they've highlighted of the lack of coordination between the relevant departments that was creating a problem with CDN, basic education and things. Because remember, one of the issues that came up and is how do we get the message across, because they do a presentation to us, we need to get Treasury to come on board to identify and do something about it. So if we don't highlight it here at all, then how is Treasury, because Treasury does not engage them, Treasury is only deals with the financial aspect of that. So how do we even get that in there somewhere to say that this is our observation, that there appears to be a problem in terms of rolling out these new schools or infrastructure and things like that, because there appears to be a lack of coordination between the relevant departments or structures that are responsible for rolling out, because it's not Treasury's, you know, responsibility.
Okay, I think it's cooperative governance and collaboration, working. Government working in departments working collaboration with one another.
In other words, Chair, I'm saying that if basic education is dealing with a CD, correct me, I think you can probably guide them. Then shouldn't the other relevant departments like water and sanitation or health and sports and recreation all come together? Because when you're rolling out the school or you want to build it, they must agree on what they actually are actually building.
It's either working in collaboration with one another or adopting an integrated approach, you know, on education matters, like approach that will talk to all this so that the matters are dealt with in a holistic manner, you know, at the schools. Yes, Honourable Member Corazon?
Yeah, I think I saw that point being made. I'm not sure whether it's in our observation or recommendation. It does speak about the intergovernmental fiscal relations. The reference to that, there is a reference as well to the issue of the relevant department collaborating so that a school has all the necessary facilities, including water and sanitation. It's somewhere in the report. Maybe we should continue, and then when we get there, we might want to refine it.
Okay, as long as we note it, and let's look at it when we get to the right, to a relevant paragraph or area of our discussion. Right. Must write them down, those are a human being in pocket.
Yeah,
okay. 15? Yes? All right.
Thanks, Jay. It's just on paragraph 4.2. That should read, so where it says, of this amount, 53.3 billion has been cut at the national government level, while transfers to provincial and local government is reduced by that total amount. So for it to add up to 28 billion, it has to be transfers and not on infrastructure grants only.
Which part?
So where it says while conditional infrastructure grants to provincial, it should say while transfers to provincial.
Okay. Shall we effect that change? Okay. Happy? Okay, we move to page 16. We're now on findings. Findings here. Hey, these findings we have to do one by one so that we agree, eh, with them. We mustn't say findings and only find that later on when we are taken, maybe challenged, then we don't know what we agreed upon. The committee notes the economic growth. You see, economic growth is forecast to grow. Is that correct? Is to me doesn't sound correct. If economic growth forecast to grow by, I don't know. Can please the Mr. Chopper, you see, even Mr. McLaughlin, I need you now. The English part.
The economy is
we're all working together,
to
but come again.
The economy is forecast to grow by.
Yeah, the economy is forecast. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I felt that there was something. All right, the economy is forecast. Okay, fine, thanks. Now, the committee notes 4.2 that budget proposals include medium, okay. That budget cut, yes. All national and provincial departments are required to reduce their spending on administration and adhere to compensation of employees, budget ceilings. Is there a hand? Okay. I know when I was reading, I wrote some things down. All right, let's see. The committee notes that 2018 budget proposals include medium-term spending cuts amounting to, of this amount, 53 billion has been cut at national government level, while unconditional infrastructure grants of provincial and local government have been reduced by 28 billion. In addition, all national and provincial departments are required to reduce their spending on administration and adhere to compensation of employees. You see here what I think we've left out, ne? Remember, in addition, all national and provincial departments are required to reduce their spending on administration. Now, it's not only national and provincial departments, but also the public entities. Remember, the budget cut also was done in the public entities. Am I right or wrong? Am I right, national treasury? So I think we must also include, you know, instead of provincial, let's also include entities, public entities, so that people can see that it was not only done on, and then we left out the public entities. Shall we add provincial departments, national, provincial departments, and public entities are required to reduce their spending on administration and adhere to compensation of employees' budget ceilings. Is that okay? Does it apply the budget cut? The budget cuts, do the budget cuts, it's not about the numbers, Mr. Imam.
Chair.
It's not about the numbers, and for a long time we've borrowed you to other committees, but this one I really want to.
Yeah, Chair, I did advise I've got a meeting with my leader at 11 o'clock and another meeting on at 12 o'clock. I was hoping we'd be finished with this early.
No, okay, let's do the recommendation, then we can go. Not the numbers, I told you. All right. Is it still okay to include public entities? Because I don't know whether the last sentence does or is relevant when we say on administration and adhere compensation of employees to budget ceilings. Is it relevant to the public entities? Not relevant. Come again?
The sentence itself is relevant, even if it is not necessarily linked to the numbers above.
Yeah. Also, can we still add the public entities?
Yeah.
Yeah, because budget cuts were done on public entities as well. All right. No, that's fine. Okay. I will say, okay, reduce their spending on administration budget ceilings. The committee remains concerned about the our findings is that I do want us to also add on this one, eh? What is our finding? That these budget cuts talk to penalization of under expenditure. But how do we add that? Because it's true. Those that understand also receive budget cards. Even if this was not only linked to under expenditure, but also under expenditure was penalized. Where do you think we can put that, National Treasury? Yes, Honorable Member Paulson?
Chairperson, I think that that last line would make better sense and easier reading if we set the budget ceilings for compensation of employees.
Administration and adhere to budget ceilings?
To the budget ceilings for compensation of employees. It's less words, but it's simpler reading. I mean, it's more words, but it's simpler reading.
Okay, accepted. But where do we link? Because you can't say there were budget cuts, and also you leave out the... Because some people were penalized. Because people must not just think government woke up and just started cutting. People did not spend. So they then can't say that, you know why? Because I know, especially you, Mr. Paulson, you will be tempted to say these budget cuts are going to impact negatively when people did not spend, regardless of the budgets that were available. You see? So where do we link that? Okay, Mr. Treasury?
On that note as well, we wanted to, the first sentence where it says, which has led to reduced allocations, we wanted to take that out, which might address the point you're trying to make, and say that underperformance of grants meant that they were the focus of the cuts, rather than saying the only reason why we had these cuts on some of the infrastructure. Some of that was for fiscal consolidation, some of that was for under expenditure.
Yeah.
So if we can recraft it to say for fiscal consolidation and under expenditure, this is why some of these cuts were
taken. To me, it's going to add value.
Yeah.
Talk to issues.
It's
why?
So you
didn't
say,
just wake up and
yeah. So you can say due to under expenditure and fiscal cuts.
Fair, I agree with that in that part. Due to underspending and as she put it, because I was thinking that she's talking about the rearrangement, because some of the money was shifted within some particular department. But then when you say in addition there, I don't know if that could have become another paragraph, because then there you also need to address the issue of fruitless expenditure.
But do we need in addition, or should we say just straight, go straight and say all national and provincial, okay, because these are our findings, aren't it? We're talking to our findings. In addition, all national and provincial departments are required to reduce their spending on administration. And as it was corrected by Mr. Paulson.
Yeah, I think as Mr. Paulson and Treasury, but I'm also wondering if it's coming later. I can't see fruitless expenditure, but it fits in.
Oh yeah, let's have the fruitless expenditure. I think compensation of employees. Yeah, this one, the fruitless expenditure should come here, maybe augment this, statement that talks to budget ceilings, sticking to budget ceilings, and avoid fruitless expenditure, avoid wasteful and fruitless
expenditure.
Can we add that? So what?
No.
It changes, ne?
Yeah.
Okay, corruption? Avoid corruption?
No.
Somehow we must talk about it. We must talk about it because it's our finding.
It links into this chapter.
Hmm?
I don't know how, but after exactly after the edition, sentence, it must come in there.
Yeah. But you see, we must also look at the context within which we're discussing. We said these are our findings as we were engaging, analyzing this thing. Yeah? So where do you want to, there's somewhere in the findings where you're talking about fruitless, wasteful, and the fruitless, wasteful, Mr. Faraza likes that very much, avoiding fruitless or fruitless, wasteful expenditure, to be avoided at all costs. Okay, we'll see. All right, think about it, put it on the side, and then you'll, it's an additional dish. It's a side dish we'll eat later. That we'll eat later. In general, before we end this thing. All right. No, but thanks. I really I appreciate your input. All right. Now 4.2. Include medium term spending. Oh no, we've done that. 4.3. The committee remains concerned. These are our findings about the capacity of provincial and local government to spend infrastructure allocations, which has led to reduced allocations. What are we saying here? Must put it in such a way that it's simple to understand. Remains concerned about. Now, if it's our findings and we say it's our concern, our findings, we are concluding, you know, on what you have seen. You're not expressing a concern. Finding. So how do we want to recap, you must help me with this one, Mr. Paulson, 4.3. How do we recraft this one in such a way that the committee remains concerned about the capacity of provincial and local government to spend infrastructure allocations? Should we still say we remain concerned because our findings,
yes.
This is our findings.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we express our finding in the form of a concern?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
so we, do we agree with the full stop on spend and infrastructure allocation? Because we've already addressed the reduction due to under expenditure.
But I can emphasize the point that this has led to reduced allocations by the government.
Should we emphasize?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that people don't come off and say our budget was cut. The budget was cut because you didn't spend in 3 years.
All right. We're still on that one. Yeah, 4.3, and then come again. Can you summarize?
No, the addition was for spent infrastructure allocations, which has led to reduced budget allocation.
Yeah. I want us still to be specific. Led to reduced infrastructure budget allocation. Because now people are going to say, but why did you remove this? But that money was lying there, it was not being used. Even if it was, let's be honest, even if it was reallocated, they were not going to use up that money in this one financial year. So it's not like really. There was advice on this, but it was informed by the fact that there's money that is needed somewhere else, and there's money that is not working. Sitting somewhere else, and which can be best used somewhere else. Sure, somewhere else, too many. The committee maintains that under expenditure on infrastructure allocations hampers economic growth and undermines the achievement of the country's NDP goals. Actually, the infrastructure budget is more linked to the, what do you call them, the Troika challenges. Maybe we should talk about not the NDP goals, let's talk about the Troika challenges. Reduce poverty, Does it make sense? Yes. Agreed? Poverty and unemployment. And creation of jobs. Yeah, I think it sounds more better. Yeah. The committee is concerned that baseline reductions result in a shift in the
composition of spending away from capital and towards consumption. This statement is coming again. There's no such, ne? I still feel it's not correct. Remember, we shifted because the money was sitting there. It's not like it was being spent and we decided whilst it's being spent, we are shifting to consumption. It's money that was sitting there that was not being used. And if maybe you want us to validate what I'm saying, we can look at the budget allocation for 2017-18. Can you please assist us? Budget allocation for infrastructure development 2017-18. And look at how much was spent of that. Ne? Because that will then talk to why then there is it. Because there's no way in which it was going to be used up or used. So then it was taken because it's needed on T3. There was a demand somewhere. Yes? Yes?
No.
There's no shift to consumption. I know the shift was mainly made by the announcement on T3 education, and they had to find money somewhere. And then to me, it is still a shift towards investment on education. So it's not consumption. I know it's you can easily fall into the temptation of thinking that is going to be consumed. But that's why I said to you, but education is education consumption. That's what necessitated National Treasury to find money. What other pressure was there? I know, in the main... Eh?
Okay. The two main pressures was that, and also the shortfall in the revenue collection. It's how we're going to fund that, either through debt or through reducing the dealing. So it was the fee-free, and it's a
shortfall in the revenue collection to offset that shortfall. So it can be consumption. Please, can you assist me, those who come from the financial background? Yes, sir. Then Honorable Homer.
Okay, no, Chair, it's a statement of fact. Mm-hmm. The budget submission in the budget review, it states the following. 47% or 39.7 billion of the 85 billion in spending reduction consists of cuts to capital transfers. As far as possible, these reductions have been applied to programs that underspent in previous financial years. Even after baseline reductions, allocations to these programs continue to grow in real terms. Nevertheless, reductions result in a shift in the composition of spending away from capital towards consumption expenditure. Hence, we are noting it as a committee that this is concerning to us. And in response to that, we are directing the executive, which is the Minister of Finance, to develop measures to exactly address this problem, which is contained in our report as well.
Yeah. Fortunately, National Treasury is here. Can you elaborate the statement to us? It's sort of
I'm not sure that I can speak on behalf of all of Treasury, but I think the concern might be you as Chair, you worry that moving money to free is not investment.
Yeah,
but
I'm saying it's not consumption.
I mean, it's investment, not consumption. But I think that statement that you just read, it talked about capital expenditure, so building of a road, building of reticulation for water, for example. That is capital expenditure. But you can still have current expenditure that is towards some kind of investment. Maybe the wording needs to change from investment to capital expenditure. Because in the budget review it says capital expenditure.
Okay.
And
so
I think in your document it says investment.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a completely different meaning. I was saying, if we are confused as we are now, the other people out there will also be confused. So let's simplify it for them. Capital expenditure is the same investment, but capital. But in this particular, it was capital expenditure.
Yeah, but I think we also an opportunity for us to also identify like free higher education as social investment, social capital, to build social capital. The same with SASA grant, not there as an investment or anything. It's to build social capital to allow people to advance. You're not going to immediately see the benefit of it. No, but we have to encourage government also to invest in higher education.
Yeah, higher education.
Free higher education.
Please comment,
yes. Thanks for the input, Honorable Paulson. To address the comment by Chair and by Dumebi as well, we can insert there in the same finding that, however, the committee is of the view that resources allocated to higher education, for example, is an investment. So it's an emphasis. Yeah, the committee is of the view that in, resources allocated towards higher education are a social investment. If that is,
a grant is something you have to pay for. Because you are expecting someone to, you're expecting people to advance themselves and.
Chair, I think that part of our responsibility is to analyze what is being said, not just to, you know, analyze what is being said, because the one question, two things that we must look into is where is the money reallocated to. That is part of the reduction. That's the first thing. The second thing is for us to define what is consumption and what is investment in government spending. Obviously, social grants are consumption. But Free post-school education, funding of scholar transport, funding of school fitting scheme, that's investment in the development of human capital, and a whole lot of other things. So we must clarify in our minds what it is that we see in the budget, not just what National Treasury is writing. And Beth, because they are here, she can help us clarify ourselves on that as well. Otherwise, we will keep on believing that so much money is spent on consumption and less is spent on investment. Is capital expenditure not investment? It is. So let's clarify. Let's analyze this and clarify. Maybe the researchers should talk to this issue as well, so that we don't say things that are actually not the expression of what the budget says.
I just have to say that ourselves as representatives. I just say ourselves as representatives of the people, we see social grants as a social investment. It has been proved by many economists, they write about it, that South Africa invested in saving lives. Therefore, the fourth and fifth parliament actually assisted in improving the lives of people, long life. We have achieved that one.
protesting, but I wanted you to hear my argument. But I can see you were busy. I'm not blaming you. Yeah.
Thanks. I don't understand. Look at how much was reduced from infrastructure. And I don't know if you can give that to the
intake. I don't actually have those numbers right in front of me. I'm emailing to try to get those numbers. So I can't really speak to you how much it was. I know that what we did do is to look at grants where we know that by delaying the project doesn't completely affect the delivery of the service because there is already a delay in the planning side. So that was one of the considerations that was made in identifying which infrastructure grants can actually absorb those cuts.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I think we find I hope I'm not leaving any consumption to investment. So, shall we then proceed? Looking at the findings. While the committee knows that baseline reductions were shared across the three spheres, let's say three spheres of government, the committee of the view that the first committee maybe must continue. Why we know that baseline reductions were shared, the committee of the view that so that we don't have the committee, the institute of pathology. Why we know that baseline reductions were shared across the three spheres of government. Committee is of the view that it is important for the department to identify the root cause of poor performance and addressing those challenges. So I only remember one of the is relevant. How relevant is this? It's important that committee is of the view that it is important for the department to identify the root cause of poor performance. I mean, going forward, to me, the root cause. Something under the bridge, water under the bridge. But we want them to adjust their budget so that they can be in line with the reduced budget. I think three that they're going to do that exercise. I don't know whether this is where we have to mention it or what. The root cause of talk, how is it going to help us now? Was national treasury has put it in as due to poor underperformance under expenditure. That's what possibly under expenditure. So how is poor performance going to have to go? So 8 years we need that work for them. Why do we need to
Let's put it the other way. That the committee Let's put it rather this manner,
okay.
And emphasize, I don't know how, emphasize the question of efficient and productive expenditure. I agree with you that we can't be asking department to find the root causes. They know this thing. They are doing it deliberately. Let's tell them that now they must focus on efficient and productive expenditure.
Okay.
Find a way of putting it that way.
Yes. Is this anything? I still want to say it's important for the department to guard against under expenditure and promote.
good, efficient, effective, and efficient
noting here a submission made to us by an independent body that this analysis needs to be done more rigorously. So it's for us to note that, and we even asked the FFC that don't they participate in this for us and so on, but they said that the evidence that they have in front of them is that this needs to be much more comprehensive than what it currently is.
Can we leave out in addition, like, this analysis should affect them. So, you still make them without your own decision. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to ask. Is it interest payments for loans that we make, or interest payments on payment on late payments?
What I say, why interest?
Service cost, Chairperson. Okay, the wording. This is the official wording that's used in the budget document, but also in our report, the previous report. But it's essentially debt service cost, and they have outpaced growth in transfers to provinces, growth in transfers to local government, and actually spending more on debt than any other allocation. So that's a serious concern to the committee.
Okay. It's government debt.
May I advise that we don't read paragraph by paragraph, but go to corrections where where members have identified such corrections. I'll tell you why. It's going to take us long, and we might find ourselves having a problem later. So if we could try and finish in the next 30 minutes, that would be a lot more helpful. I'm saying, Chairperson, let's not tie ourselves to a situation where we have time constraints. Darren knows what I'm talking about. This thing has got to be redone, and then be ATC'd, and other further consultation will take place outside this meeting on this.
Okay, let me check. Can you see this? I love what is happening. We have to the Sara one. Yes? So this is actually one of the problems. But then this forecast and this one. As long as it's not going to finish before one, but this is the Sara job. This report and the allocation one is very important.
Madam Chair, why don't we concentrate on the issues and then the grammatical changes we empower you to make as you like.
Let's move to 4.8. There's a proposal that we don't need it. But then members must then
identify
yes.
Correction.
Yes, not about correction, but it's about the correct
context
of
as well.
The content,
right? Yes, that's what I'm saying, Chairperson.
Okay.
Let's allow members to talk to both grammatical and content correction, because I would imagine members would have noticed some content shortfalls or weaknesses if they are. So that we do it rather faster without compromising the quality. But reading sentence by sentence is going to create other problems. As I'm saying, there are other processes which are outside our control as sitting. But what we do here has an effect on those other processes.
All right, 4.8.
In 4.8, I suppose that there should have been a sentence that says the committee calls on the department to respond to the proposals or advices submitted by FSC to them, or whatever way the committee must say what steps it will take to ensure that there is compliance in this particular area.
Yeah. Okay. Are we in
agreement? You could leave the sentence as is and then do a recommendation. Turn what the researcher is saying into a recommendation. We make this observation and then do a recommendation. Yeah. There is one in.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So it's
on 4.10, you know, the issue there of allowing municipalities to go into the market is quite a big issue that's going to arouse a lot of debate. And in that big paragraph, it is merged with other issues relating to the efficient functioning of municipalities. It would have been great to have had the issue of the borrowing being separated and the committee being very clear on its stance on this particular issue, because it arouses a lot of, you know, attention. When it goes out there, it's going to arouse a lot of attention because it's issues of the money in the market and how that's going to impact on government. And at the end of the day, when the municipalities are unable to fund back or to pay back, what impact that's going to have on government? They are already borrowing $65 billion already.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with the first part, but I think what you suggested makes sense. Let's create another paragraph there. So where the sentence begins, in its past report, you've made that a new paragraph. That still is sufficient. Line 4, the end, in its part, make it a new paragraph.
Yeah. Okay, so another paragraph.
Yeah, as long as they separate the two, then it's fine. Mm.
Okay.
4.11.
End of that line, they need to apply. Priority municipalities, full stop, or comma, which of the two is?
I think comma.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, full stop, and then the new paragraph, Salga indicated that the waste sector, and so on.
Full stop,
yeah.
Full stop, yeah.
The next paragraph, which is unnumbered, should be 4.15, starting the committee notes for education submission. Sorry, Chairperson. What was 4.17? Line 246. Just about the beginning of that line. Committee views the lack of consistency in learner transport. Yes.
Why the old 4.14, I don't know the new numbering now, why is it separate from the borrowing part on the old 4.10? Why are the two separate? 4.10 and the new and the old 4.14, why are the two separate when they speak to the same issue? That whilst you just take it there at the end of that 4.10, you measure it and then.
Take the one that 4.14.
No, you match it with 4.10.
Okay, 4.10.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
2 words provision. So the one in line 6 of 4.21, you delete the provision.
Now
we are on recommendation.
Apologies to pause to stop this. There's two findings that members asked me, or should I speak to this after at the end? Okay. There's two findings that I wish to propose to the committee. I'll just read them out quickly. The first finding is on the quantile, on issues with the quantile system. The committee remains concerned with the allocation of resources to schools which do not effectively respond to the economic condition of each individual learner. The committee reiterates, because it's made this finding actually in our past reports, the importance of reviewing the allocation of resources through the quantile system. That's the proposal for the first one. The second one, the committee is of the view that all spheres of government should eliminate all instances of irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. They should include the reinforcing compliance management and oversight of accounting officers. As set out in the PFMA, the committee views this as critical in ensuring fiscal consolidation does not hamper growth or the rollout of government services.
Are we happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one, are we going to do it later? The one on...
I think we've agreed on the shift from... Okay, that one is corrected. So I hope
that...
Our recommendations, okay. Okay, recommendations? Happy? If you're quiet, I don't know whether you're happy or not. Happy, so we can move. Okay. 5.1.2. Yes, National Treasury. And then you up after Mr. Paulson.
Thank you, Chair. So when we read this recommendation, we were worried because it said look at the capacity building of to target all grants that were reduced due to underperformance. There are quite a few grants that were reduced because of this, and it wasn't just infrastructure grants. And the second thing is that some of these grants already have a capacity component, and there's a lot of support when it comes to development of capacity for health infrastructure and infrastructure. So we were worried that those programs might then have to be scrapped based on this. So perhaps we might want to nuance it to how we can also improve those current capacity building efforts.
Okay. Having identified this, so what would be your recommendation?
So maybe like reassessing current capacity programs to better deliver on capacity for proper planning and spending of people.
Empower, you said? We encourage or empower?
To assess or reassess the current capacity programs in place to ensure that capacity is built to the right capacity is built to develop proper planning and expenditure on this ground.
What's your take? Honourable Member Snukwanyane?
Okay, I was just endorsing what you were saying and just saying that because I think the idea is to improve performance there rather than establishing any other new structure to say maybe to empower or support whatever, I don't know what they would do, but at least the focus should be on improving because it says reduce. The whose budgets have been reduced because we do want them to utilize the budget, but because of underperformance, they've been reduced. That's the way I understand.
Okay. All right, Honourable Member Paulson and then Honourable Member Chopin.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it's 5.1.1. where we speak about planning principles and tools and conditional grant frameworks. We just need to highlight what kind of tools. Is it tools for implementation? Is it tools for measurement? So to just say tools.
how much those tools be applied as well, the measurement or the implementation in both. Thank you.
I think, yeah, I think you're on point. Planning principles and tools. What tools are we talking about? There are so many tools. But here, I think we must be specific what tools we're talking about. Researcher? Tools. Yesterday I raised it. Yeah, it's coming back. I said tools. What tools? It seems coming back. Well, you know. So what tools? What's your proposal?
It might be a bit technical, because in the frameworks there's a lot of conditions and clauses included which aim to enhance the rollout of infrastructure delivery. So the wording of tools, it speaks to some of those things, because sometimes it's just a tweak that instead of meeting quarterly, let's meet monthly. So it's that sort of thinking. But I don't see anything wrong with the removal of tools, but if that will convey the same message, if the committee is happy with that, I do not see a problem. Or we can expatiate possibly. So that's my...
Mr. Topham, start with the tools. I want to hear your view on that one.
Then you can... Times. I don't think it's really important. I'm happy to delete it or leave it in. The essence is there, but delete it is fine.
Chairperson, I don't feel that it should be deleted. I think we should just be more
descriptive,
more descriptive, more explicit as to what it is. To tell someone
like analysis tool, or
you know, for implementation. I mean, we want government departments to have a more systematic approach to the implementation of government programs. So when you're going to implement government programs, your planning, we've got planning principles, we've also got implementation, which is now to go and implement a plan, but we also need to have the measurement of, are we achieving the milestones, the tasks, whatever it is we want to achieve out of this. So for example, when it comes to the learner transport, we need to know how many learners are affected by the learner transport issue. So if we're going to roll out a plan, how are we going to implement this plan to address the learner transport issue? And also, how are we going to measure the success of it? I mean, those are the things that actually determines whether a government is failing or not. And we don't know, but we need to have those measurements. I think, and those tools, should provide those measurements, should provide plans for implementation as well.
Okay. You still want a descriptive word for tools?
Yeah. Implementation and measurement. Tools for implementation and measurement in
principles.
In the framework.
And then comma, implementation and measurement tools. Yeah. Comma, implementation and measurement tools. Thank you very much. Honourable Member Topham?
The point I wanted to make, we refer all the time to National Treasury together with the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Do we have to do that? Because now we get two departments involved again. That means nobody, you know, there's going to be two heads to arrange. Can't we just give it to National Treasury, or must we give it to the department? My question is, do we have to task them both to do it? Because they're going to coordinate with each other, and they're going to have joint meetings, and
we might end up with this accountability issue you raised. Who? You know? Okay. I know I have recognized now. I see you were responding to the two departments. Am I right? National Treasury?
I was just going to add.
Yeah.
One.
Sorry, but just good. All right. Let him speak and then you come at the end. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, thank you very much. I actually had the same concern more or less, because I'm looking at all this together.
Mm-hmm.
Because I imagine that a treasurer has got a clear-cut role, and all these departments have got their own responsibility. And you know what we are having here is like we are now designing,
we're putting them at the same
designing
level,
new systems of how they should work. Because I take it that there are already existing systems. that they are supposed to do? What is it that you want them to do? What is it that you want Treasury to do? Because I don't believe that, I am not convinced that all these things should be the role of Treasury. The department should continue what they are doing. Perhaps they need to strengthen what they are doing. Because, yeah, that's why I'm saying the men stole my shit.
National Treasury can then respond.
I think she's actually kind of touched on what I was going to say, is that if we're having this together thing, it should be clear who's the leading ministry or department to ensure that they lead the process, and we are just whoever needs to be there is a supporting role. So if it's clearly a Department of Education thing, they should be leading it. Otherwise, like what you said, the roles then become mixed. It's like, oh, well, it's my role. You're stepping on my terrain. And so that, I think it should be clear on that, and I think she does it. On that note, I think there's one thing that we would like to move to Department of DBE as opposed to National Treasury, because we feel that that is more a DBE role and we can give a supporting role to that. But that's 15.1.5, we're not there yet. So.
Okay. And so how do we then correct?
No, I...
The intention, the way it's framed, right at 5.1, it says the Minister of Finance. So this would be, he would be leading, of course, in order to respond to these recommendations of SCOA. The intention of together with is that he go with this recommendation to his colleague, that Parliament has tasked us with this responsibility. I'm implementing it, but I need assistance. You also please invite them to join, because they're actually tasking us together on this. So it's just to empower them, but it's not something I don't have strong feelings. It's just to enforce this outcomes approach and to really get departments to work together. So it's done in that principle. And then on the point, because a lot of this, I'll give an example. When we had a Department of Education, they gave us data sets and numbers and so on, but we realized that when we tasked the HSRC, they go and look into the learner transport program, what exactly is going on. They had a completely different data set. And HSRC was explicit that we have tried to contact the national department, we have tried to engage, but we could not get through. So this, for example, where we mentioned together with FFC, is to allow them to go, no FFC, you have to be with us on this, because Parliament wants you actually to be involved in this, especially where their expertise is most needed, for example, data analysis, research, and those things. But that's just my view. It's not something I feel strongly of. It can be removed. But on the issue of Dumebi, on the education one, I agree. It's better suited there, that recommendation. It can go with the Department of Basic Education. But that's my, yeah.
So are we now having a way forward on this one?
Yeah,
I don't remember, Clara. Yeah. Okay, you're coming late. After.
Yeah.
On the front. All right, Honourable Member Paulson, and then Honourable Member Topham, and then Honourable Member
Was there
Toba.
Anyone before me? I don't want to...
I'm the chairperson, please.
Okay, chairperson...
If I'm corrected, I'll correct.
I think, yeah, we need to put things in context. I mean, monitoring and evaluation is supposed to go and see that those programs of government are implemented the way it should, that it addresses what it should. Okay, Treasury provides finance. The client is the Department of Basic Education. This is what must be done for them. They're not necessarily the one who's going to see that it's done. Or they're involved, yes, because it's simply they own the problem. So we need to, and I think this is where a lot of problems in government occur. In terms that if Department of Monitoring and Evaluation leads the process, they will be able to
get the support.
Not just get the support, but to give the guidance in terms of what needs to be done, how it needs to be done, give the right people to actually do it, and also measure the outcome. Obviously, that's with all the other. But in terms of where Treasury comes in, they're supposed to offer funding. We can't burden them with now to also go and ensure that things are being done the way it's supposed to be done. Monitoring and evaluation will tell us whether that money was well spent, whether we've accomplished what we set out to accomplish. We can't go and burden another department with a task that should be done somewhere else. We mustn't straddle the lines there.
unless I'm willing to take
advice from you.
No, this is our meeting. It's only where I need to clarify certain things that is put here that I bring it in. Honourable Member Chopin.
Madam Chair, then let's change the word together with to be with the assistance of for 1, 2 and 3. So National Treasury with the assistance of the other departments.
Okay.
And then that point 4 we move to under 5.5 and then just reverse it around. Department of Basic Education with the assistance of National Treasury.
Okay, also I want us to look at this other word, in collaboration and assistance. Which one? To have more weight.
I think we mustn't say in collaboration with.
Okay.
It's the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation that should ensure that Treasury does their part, that they get what they need from the Department of Basic Education. So it is not, we need to iron out, and I think in the way, that, I mean, otherwise Department of Monitoring and Evaluation could become some unnecessary department. But here they should drive this process, the implementation of government programs and the measurement of the success of it, and to ensure that it's implemented and also that the success of the program is implemented. So this could be a program under Department of Basic Education. This becomes their program. The only thing they need from National Treasury is money, not guidance as to why. That is not Treasury's responsibility. In terms of ensuring that it's implemented the way it should, is monitoring and evaluation responsibility. We should not allow people to pass the buck in terms of what their responsibilities are. And this happens with a lot of departments.
Yeah.
And especially when things go bad, it gets spread somewhere else. So we need to iron out what the role of the different departments are. It's not in collaboration with. They will need something from Treasury, yes. But once Treasury gives them money, that's their problem. They've given the money in terms of what is required.
Okay. Honourable Member, you want to come at the tail end. You know why I want you to come at the tail end? I want, after all the discussions and exhausted, and then you can come in. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah. Honourable Member Chopin, and then Honourable Member Gwabaza.
I'm in agreement from the point of view the Department of Planning, if they have to exist, should be...
must have a role, a specific
role. They must do the evaluation. But these three wordings there are to actually design a system to allocate these monies, etc., in an efficient way. Therefore, Treasury should design it in consultation with the department that's going to subsequently monitor. So I think the order here is correct. So it's Treasury must...
So we're on
5.1, 5.2, and 5.3.
Okay.
Yeah, the first three. They must do the work with the assistance of these other players. And then 4, basic education must do the work with this system. Okay, but the actual evaluating and monitoring that did take place, that is, as Honourable Paulson said, the responsibility of this other department that should not exist.
Okay.
Honourable
Member Gwabaza?
I agree with the separation of responsibility. Otherwise, it's true that we might just be asking the National Treasury to be doing everything for other departments. But I wanted to talk to where we are saying, for instance, an example is 5.1.2, where we are saying that National Treasury and DPME, and then those other two, Financial and Fiscal Commission and SALCA, should develop and implement. We must be careful not to assign responsibilities to institutions such as FSC and SALCA that are actually responsibilities of state departments. They serve as the sounding board to the department, not as core...
not their copies.
Yes. So wherever we have that kind of proposal, let's just remove those.
I noticed that there is somewhere where we are talking about the HSRC as well, in that same vein. So, let's correct that.
I like the word sounding board. And I know in my input I did say, I mean, FFC cannot provide a training program because they analyze and give us feedback on where are the gaps, and they can recommend. But not the training part, it's not core business. But the word is, they are a sounding board. How do you like that? Okay, wait. Honourable Member Chope, help us to round up this discussion.
Well, I think we said exactly the same thing, therefore, because we agree that FCC shouldn't be doing it. So by choosing the words, what you said, in collaboration with the Department of Planning and in collaboration with, that's asking, in collaboration means it's not your job, it's our job as Treasury to do it, it's your job to give us input in it, a sounding board, etc. So I think that will cover it. Whereas at the moment it say that it's got joint responsibility, FCC, Department of Planning, National Treasury, everybody to do the same job, and therefore nobody will do anything.
Okay. Now the issue here is, so what are we saying? Because remember, they must correct. So what are we saying in 1, 2, 3?
Madam Chair, remove the word together with and replace it with the word you like, in collaboration with.
Yeah. So, got it. All right.
Yeah, I just want to, actually the point that Honorable Whip is raising is important, but it's just what emanates from experience, from observing how the Department of Education engaged or did not engage with HSRC. That a lot of state departments not actually, also in addition to that, the fact that departments have not responded to FFC recommendations. So there is an element of departments not really working together with these institutions, which in many instances have a lot of expertise. FFC is one, HSRC is one. So it's just to get them to be part of some of these things that the committee would like to see happen, to be able to contribute to that. But it's just for the committee.
But it's not a question of working together, ne? For instance, they must respond. If these ones are a sounding board, they must respond. Okay? Being responsive to the needs or the issues identified by FFC. Does it make sense?
Yes, I think that point was made earlier. I can't recall who, of course, the
treasurer.
This is the treasurer. The researcher, yes.
The responsiveness.
Yes, that the committee must instruct departments to respond to the recommendations of the FFC.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm sure we can then move forward now. Not together. In collaboration. So that where there's a need, collaboration, only where there's a need. Or where there's an area of cooperation, they cooperate with one another. Yeah, okay, no, that's fine. Okay then, are you done?
Chairperson, I just want to apologize that I have to go to another session now. It starts now, so I actually need
to... You know, we're done. We only left with 2 pages. Let's run. This time mustn't be long when you make input. Just go straight to the point. All right? 5.1.4 together is removed, ne? 5.1.5 together is removed together with, ne? Yes.
So I'm concerned, did not Treasury want to move forward to the Department of Basic Education? Was that the one, or is it another
five,
one?
Yeah.
Which? It's 5.1?
5.1.4.
So they moved that under section 5.5. So the Minister of Basic Education got the primary responsibility in collaboration with the Treasury, not the other way around. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 5.1, thank you very much for that intervention. 5.1.5? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to agree with that, but I just want to check with regards to, because I see there's also the provincial education department. Should we be having the provincial education department? Yeah. Which you are on 5.1.5?
Yeah, on
5.1.4. Where it says the treasury together with Department of Education and provincial departments of education. Because you see, to strengthen the cost control measures in the building of schools and so on, I think it's a good idea that they must stand alone, the department, but I don't know if we must start developing any new measures, because I'm of the impression that there already are measures there, but people are just not implementing them. Yeah, they have strengthened, yeah.
Okay. To have it, ne? So we're saying here, National Treasury?
No,
the Department of Basic Education. Yeah, thanks, Mark. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, I think that has been corrected, ne? A change. I hope this side you still remember me, ne? 5.1.5. Can't be too quiet, then a bit. All right, what are we saying? 5.1.5? You're happy with that one? The together value will be replaced by in collaboration? Yes.
Five.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or entrench. Entrench? This word embed. Entrench sounds more administrative. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, entrench. Okay. Thanks, Rob. Thank you so much. Then page 21. Quickly before people disappear. Because we need to so adopt the minutes. 5.1.6. Okay. All right, 5.1.7. But is Human Science Research Council relevant? Well, Human Science Research Council, I know, is one of our identified stakeholders, key stakeholders. But is it relevant here, 5.1.7? National Treasury in partnership with FISCAL. The Human Science Research Council, they're completely out. Eh? What are we saying? Is it relevant?
That's what we were saying earlier on, Jefferson, yeah. That let's not assign responsibilities to the FSC and other bodies,
yeah,
that are responsibilities of departments.
Yeah.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I think once again the word in partnership, there's too strong a word.
Mm.
We should say in collaboration with.
Mm. Okay. But I still don't agree with Human Science Research Council. Doesn't fit, ne? It's a misfit. This one is known, they account to National Treasury, Fiscal FSC. So these ones, they are a standalone. When we invite them, they have their own, they are not funded. Are they funded by government?
They are.
Huh? Okay. But,
I just want to say, Chair, even if they are funded or not, whether they are funded or not, but they are a research institution, so we cannot assign them
work,
responsibility.
Government
like
work. They can only research for us. Okay. Yes, Mr. Chopin?
That's exactly what we're saying. We're not giving them work. We just say we're giving Treasury work. We're saying Treasury collaborate with the FSC, and maybe we can just say and consult with the HSRC. And maybe
and consult.
And consult the HSRC.
Let's agree on inclusion or exclusion of HSRC. Exclusion. Mr. Treasury?
We'll follow that.
Okay. Marge Chopin-Tolle? Exclusion. You don't know, ne? Okay.
I think the motivation for the exclusion is that, you know, these things say they must develop and implement a government-wide program, and we cannot possibly...
It's not their core business. They are to research. Okay. So let's leave it. Let's exclude it. It does look like... Yeah. All right? Let me exclude it. Okay. 8. Why do you say National Treasury? Because it's because of the office of the CF, Chief Procurement Officer.
Yes.
Because they must go to there. All right. No, that's fine. 5.2, Cooperative Governance Traditional Affairs should ensure that.
Sorry, just on 5.1 now. Since there was a change to
5.1.
The 5.1.
Yeah.
Since there was a change to say there is an area where education, where education is going to lead, then as a top you cannot say the Minister of Finance because you're creating the super ministry, the politics that then you find in ministries. Then you need to look at that.
Hey, you don't know you're pleasing somebody. Full of smiles. Okay, so what do we need to do here?
We said we're moving that 5.1.4 to under section 5.5, which is the Minister of Health, Education, whatever. So we're not creating.
Okay.
So everything to do with Treasury first is under this section, and that one's moved.
All right. Are you happy? 5.2.1? 2? Yeah. But also relevant partners. Did you finalize the process? You say relevant partners, it's like we don't know what we're talking about. We're evasive. We need to be specific ourselves, should know what we're talking about. Relevant partners, what are we talking about here? Why don't you say civil society?
No, we can remove the chair. It's not.
Okay. With civil society, so in collaboration or in Mr. Chopin?
I just think the Department of Cooperative Governance must report quarterly to this committee.
Yeah.
That they.
Yeah. Department of
Corporate Governance. Just them must report. If there's any other body, it's with National Treasury.
Are we still in 2.1? Yeah, or 2.2. Okay. Oh, yeah, report to this committee, ne? Quarterly. Now, I want to see, show you have, are you recommending this? Because you will not be here, because this is adding more responsibility to the committee. Okay, no, that's fine.
But you are correct. You must keep the article. It's always sketchy in that.
Specific and to the point and instruct if we can instructive to say this. Yeah, okay. And then 5.3. Are you happy?
Ma'am, it is known that the head of the department is the Minister of Human Settlement. So saying the Minister of Human Settlement should ensure that the Department of Human Settlement.
So what's your proposal?
the Department of Human Settlement should ensure or whatever. Remove the minister.
No, our recommendations are to the minister because then he must instruct. Ne?
Okay.
Yeah. He's actually the one, let me tell you something about, he's the one who accounts to us, not the HOT accounts to the minister accounts to us. So that's why we are instructing the minister.
The minister should ensure that.
Okay, should ensure that the department
that
finalizes, ne?
He finalizes.
So must we repeat Department of Human Settlement?
Oh, no, not...
Okay, we remove the human settlement, eh? That the department speedily finalizes, ne?
Yes.
Did you hear?
And just correct the spelling of finalize.
What spelling?
Finalizes.
Department. Minister of Human Settlement should ensure that the department speedily finalizes. Yeah. So what must we remove finalizes?
Correct the spelling.
Oh, okay. Yo, finalizes. Hey, this is French, man. Okay, but thank you so much for coming, and you can see, ne, with your positive inputs, we become stronger.
We are
no such working as a collective. You are right. You see, we've just done that now, working with you. Working together, we can do more. Okay, 5.4. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, can I propose an addition to this? For the last, the second last line, which starts with department, let me actually read the entire thing. The Minister and the Presidency should ensure that the Department of Planning, blah, 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 coordinates the responses in line of line departments to recommendations by the FSC that are not related to the division of revenue. Because the ones related to the division of revenue, we respond to. The ones that are not, then it's just an insertion that
okay.
We propose.
Yeah. Sharp, eh? Mm-hmm. You're happy. Thank you. Sure. This work. Continue doing the right things. 5.1. The Department of Basic Education with the Department of Performance. Where's the best, Baba?
5.1.
Yeah. Oh, we just start with the department. Yeah. Because already that is covered there on the very opening statement. The Minister of Basic Education ensured that then there. Yeah, you're right. Are we happy with bullet 1, 2, 3? Eh? Yeah. Hey, how can civil society develop and implement a program aimed at addressing all challenges related to the learner transport program focused on? Yeah, how do you correct that? Maybe you can use that in collaboration, ne? Because they can also work in collaboration with the society. They need to also address the society and respond to the societal needs. And the need identification is done at a societal level. So in collaboration with, right?
You know, we need.
Okay, ma?
Developing and implementing a program aimed at addressing all the challenges related to the learner transport program. First, if we are talking about the Department of Education, we must know what they are. They will be the lead department, but they cannot possibly work with all these people in developing and implementing a program.
You know what I was thinking? If we put in collaboration with, because at some point there must involve public participation, ne? For example, the need identification of learner transport. Ne? That we cannot do anywhere else, but it's got to involve the society. Eh? Or with relevant stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. This in collaboration with relevant stakeholders, why H?
How do we get HSRC involved? Because if it's unspecified, they might not be consulted at all. That's the hence we elevated them and named them specifically. But it's something for us to think about, because they were here and they did indicate they struggled to access the department, they struggled to get data, they struggled to get information. And we resolved in the meeting then that we're going to ensure that you don't encounter the challenge ever again. So this is one way of doing it, but if the members are not comfortable, we can always have it as an outcome of the minutes of the meeting, but I'm not sure if that will carry the same weight. So it's always better when it's in a report, it goes through to the House, and then even HSRC can be empowered as well and say, actually the committee said we should be a part of this. But it's just a something for the committee to think about, yeah.
I just wanted to say that because I think what was raised was that we must say relevant stakeholders. It would actually cover them. And when you look at the bullets below, you can't expect all these people to be doing what is it, because it's about developing and implementing certain programs. So if you go through the bullets, it has nothing to do even with the issues. It's just as
I think that's a very good point, because the money is given to the Department of Transport at the moment. Yeah, at the moment it all goes there, and then from the Department of Transport it's sent down to the provinces, and then it gets split between education and transport. But the actual
money comes from the Department of Transport. And they allocate. What we want national federation to do is to come up with a certain percentage of national food to come forward. I think they can subscribe. Because otherwise, the department and provincial priorities are not the same. And they allocate according to their needs, where they think they do. But there must be, some substitution on a certain percentage to go for that transfer.
Can I just add to that? So the policy for scholar transport resides with the Department of Transport, and indeed it leaves it up to provinces to decide whether or not it's education implementing or transport implementing. And therein lies the problem, is that, yes, provincial treasuries will allocate based on whoever tells them what, but then it becomes a thing like where if you don't pay, you know, you get held at ransom for not delivering a service if it's not your... So education is held at ransom for something that transport fails to deliver.
and the hope is that it becomes a conditional grant, then it's coming from the national and just going straight to those departments. So it's just ring-fencing that money for that specific need, so no one can be held at ransom. But the problem then becomes, what is the need, how to specify the need, how to specify the cost? Those are things that in designing the conditional grant, you have to think about how do we then say, okay, fine, this is how we identify the need across different provinces, and this is how we then allocate to the provinces within the conditional grant. Sorry, just to answer your question, again, off the cuff, I'm not speaking. I think maybe a practice note might help, because the policy currently sits with transport. So transport then needs to either amend its policy, or we have to think about whether or not we need to move that policy somewhere else. But maybe in the meantime, while we decide what to do with policy, it's have some kind of practice note issued from the Department of Transport saying, this is how we expect scholar transport should be costed, and la-la-la, and la-la-la, therefore this transport. So maybe some practice note so that provinces have to abide by those would be helpful.
I think we need to factor something in our recommendation on the practice note and also by the practice of transport, just on the allocation of the transport.
Or how you come, yeah, some kind of guiding criteria, because no one has anything at the moment. Some of them have per learner, some of them have per kilometre, you know, it really, and how do you identify a need? It just becomes a thing of where what our budget is today for equals to our needs.
I think we should. I think.
If you don't, if you, no one will.
And why don't we actually give a directive or like this to the Minister of Transport that the policy on scholar transport we recommend be transferred to the Department of Education for a start, okay? And then a separate recommendation to the Minister of Finance to say that we recommend that he, in consultation with the Department of Education and to the extent necessary, Department of Transport, develop a conditional grant to provide for scholar transport. Something like that. Transport that the policy on scholar transport be handed over or transferred the responsibility to the Department of Education. Then maybe adding on to the Department of Education that we recommend that they henceforth are the custodians of this policy, but they should consult with the Department of Transport, you know, in the future on changes, etc., to the policy. And then a separate recommendation to the Department of Minister of Finance that
in consultation with the Department of Education and Transport, and subject to the outcomes of the review, whatever it's called, that they develop a conditional grant for the purpose of funding scholar transport, with specific emphasis for disability transport as a separate area or something like that. Okay, but we need to be careful, because when we engage the department themselves, the issue of where the policy resides and the implementation thereof, in terms of the evidence, it is not as clear-cut that is it DPE that can run with it or the Department of Transport. So we'll be basing the statement from the committee that there must be a fundamental policy shift, but so far we have not received the evidence that motivates for that quite strongly. So rather, I would advise that the committee, the way we've recommended the, and the way the deputy minister also submitted, that is something they're going to resolve on immediately, the issue of location of function. But in terms of where it should be, the evidence that's in front of us, I do not believe is strong enough to lead to a decision on where should the function be. But I leave that to the committee.
I feel strongly that we should put that recommendation. If it is not good for them, they'll come back to us. They come here every quarter. They come here every quarter. They are going to say it. And we can even ask them, are you happy with our... If you are not happy, what are your challenges? What is the alternative? But for us to be... We are lawmakers. We are not government officials.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. I actually did support. I did. That's why I'm saying I'm making it a pass now. But when you listen to what our content advisor is saying, that there is already work being done in this regard, in as much as I supported the fact that we must put a recommendation, I would actually propose that perhaps we do not put the recommendation, like as if we've never been told anything, because you already know, because he has just reminded me, they did say that they are in the process of working on where, because it also poses problems like at the provinces do as they like. There is no clear-cut decision on it. So on that basis, I would say that perhaps we can defer this thing for a while.
It is exactly because of that I say let's recommend, because if they say they are still working, they don't have anything, they're still working on it. We are going to pass a budget and give them money. Same problems, okay. Now we come after 12 months and recommend everything that we have seen. We don't have, time is not on our side, and resources are scarce. We can't have money wasted without us seeing the result. We need to see the result. We make the recommendation now and see what is the... In 3 months' time when they come here, you find that they're not even ready with what they were preparing. We ask them, we have given you a recommendation. Is it suitable for you? They will tell us, no, we had this. This decision-making is our ongoing responsibility. At that point, if they have got a beautiful one than this one, we can say, okay, go on with that.
Yeah, Madam Chair, our role as appropriations is to decide which department gets money effectively, right? We must apply common sense as well. The Department of Transport is not going to be taken to the Constitutional Court for not providing education. because I couldn't get the kids to school. It logically makes sense that it is directly connected to education, the transport, the constitutional rights to education. So from appropriations point of view, I believe the evidence is there from the point of view that the Department of Transport can't even give you the numbers of scholars that are involved, whereas the Department of Education has that type of information. So whilst they have expertise in transportation, the department, the responsibility should lie with, in my opinion, education, and they can consult the transport and how to best implement it. And I just send the recommendation and take into account that the review they are doing. So if there's something, we can put some type of escape clause for them. If that review is fundamentally different from our recommendation, they're welcome to come back to the committee to say this, we can't do this because of the following reasons. Something like that. Let's face it, no department is going to say, please don't give us the money. Give it to another department to do. You know what I mean? So we've got to give that guidance as well. Madam Chair, I'm not sure this is the right place to do it, but they're building schools without sporting facilities, and that is a fundamental issue right now. So maybe somewhere here, one of those, I think we do believe that a school that doesn't have a sporting facility is a problem. And it's part of the problem of overcrowding a school so they could share classrooms better. That came out somewhere, I can't remember where, and I don't know if we can put it in here somewhere. That if you build a school, build a sporting facility so that at least you can rotate the classrooms while the kids are on the sports ground, the other kids on the class if necessary, for overcrowding in schools. And of course, all the other benefits.
Good point.
And
then we want, as I said, we want to touch on some
work and foundation. Chair, I just want to pick on what my colleague, Honorable Topham, is saying about the sports facilities. If you remember, government has actually emphasized the importance of having playgrounds or sports fields at schools. But in the real world, schools do not have that space. In many schools, it's just, I'm talking personal experience, where I do constituency work, that is a major, major area, perhaps which you can engage on it some other time, just to share with you that you find that the school was built, but learners have to go elsewhere for sports. Sometimes they even have to ask from the municipality and all over. It's very difficult, but I definitely want to support that because it's such an important thing. And I know it is policy, but it's just not happening as we would have liked it to happen.
Not
Thanks, honorable members. The points actually are relevant. We can just create another recommendation here that speaks to stricter adherence to these norms and standards, and we can even specify sports facilities, water and sanitation, and so on. We can create 5.54, yeah, and say we want to see that happen. Consider, but equal education did present to us, they are trying to engage with the department, they don't get answers, they end up going to court. That puts government in a bad light and also undermines confidence in government programs, particularly to do with rollout of infrastructure in rural areas in particular. So the department should at least have some campaign that involves stakeholders so that it builds confidence of all these important stakeholders in the rollout of the infrastructure program. And that, of course, should include principles of Batopele and so on.
Chair, I'm a bit worried that we might just be doing two things that are necessary. The first is that we must not create conditions where departments delay the infrastructure and say we're still consulting. We shouldn't do that. That's the first thing. The second thing is we must be careful not to create a situation where co-management of government programs is created. The department must simply take responsibility. How it consults is a matter that they must resolve. We should not be instructing the department on that and then create an unfortunate situation where every other person wants to co-decide and co-manage. Here is integrated planning and implementation by the department itself, so that it does not just build a school and in its planning and budgeting and implementation, There is no plan for sanitation. There is no plan for connection of water. There is no plan for electricity. There is no plan for access roads. How it communicates with other departments to assist it would happen simply because it does not have the capacity to do so, but it does have the money and the plan.
Yeah, I mean, all support of that. I mean, it's all about planning and I don't think the point must be deleted, sorry, of water and sanitation. That must stay. But maybe it is clear that it is not the Department of Water and Sanitation's role. So remove them from that recommendation. Department of Education must know it's their job. Obviously, it's a different story if they built a school where there's no water in the area. I mean, that would be stupidity in the first place, I suppose. But it's their job to put it in. Local government's responsibility to get water to the area of the school. Correct. And then, so Department of Water and Sanitation are off the hook.
And now we have identified gap as far as alignment of students. So is there some way where I think we must make that decision? Because we said we must start. We think we must start in the next training cycle, but we have to talk about it now so that we start adjusting in October. I think we need to finish our recommendations now. Otherwise, nowadays we'll be correct.
I'm not done with the phrasing, if members can allow me, but I'm going to include a recommendation as agreed to by the committee on the shift of the function, learner transfer program to DBE, and also on minimum standards that they should be strictly adhered to. So it's going to be two additional recommendations in the report. We're going to craft it, we'll underline it just before the chairperson signs it off. We send it to the members to make sure that it says what the committee wants to say.
So
thanks.
Absolutely.
Madam Chair, if you and your committee, your members are happy, then run with it. You know, end of the day, my party is probably not going to agree with it, so. Party could ever agree with any budget because that would mean that we'd be exactly the same, and why would we exist? Nowhere in the world.
That
means we'd be.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. It's been good working with you all. I do intend to come back here 11 years from now. But before that, I have set up a foundation called the Equity Foundation, and it is my intention to participate in various things through that foundation purpose.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
There's one sold by which you know, they said 6,000, but they can go down to 5, but it's a studio, it's not a city. If they walk from here, Manada Udula, that's the TV building, they walk from here.